leader, inculcate the young generation with the beliefs of martyrs. The leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, on Monday, 13th of January, granted an audience in Tehran to officials of Commemoration Congress of the Martyrs of Bushehr Province and called on them to promote in society the need to pursue the path and beliefs of the martyrs in order to achieve success and salvation. Stay with us for the detail of the leader's speech. The leader of the Islamic Revolution thanked Allah the Almighty for his favours and saluted the Master of Divine Messengers, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. He praised the Prophet's immaculate household, the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, and greeted the Lord of the Age, Imam Mahdi, may God hasten his reappearance for establishment of a global government of peace, prosperity and justice. The leader said, after having listened to speeches delivered by some of the prominent visitors, he said, as the gentleman in the meeting pointed out, both the Honourable Friday Prayer Leader of Bushehr City and the respected Governor of Bushehr is full of military glories. As a sensitive area with a long coastline on the Persian Gulf, Bushehr has for many years thwarted the threats of the enemies and the attempts of the British colonialists. When, in the first part of the 19th century, Iranian forces were engaged in defending the eastern part of the country, with the aim of recovering some of the lost territories of Khorasan, such as Herat, the English sent a message saying that if the Iranians make military moves there, they would send their forces to attack the port city of Bushehr. As a result, the Iranians had to abandon their campaign of liberation in the east of the country only for the sake of defending Bushehr. This means that the port city of Bushehr has always been exposed to such invasions and it has always stood firm. This was explained by the Honourable Friday Prayers Leader of Bushehr, Hujjatul Islam Ghulam Ali Safai Bushehri, in a very good and comprehensive manner. I request that you publish what you said so that everyone will know about it, since you have raised some very good points. Ayatollah Khamenei added, the leadership of religious scholars or ulama in Bushehr is quite evident. The late Agha Sayyid Abdullah Beladi was one of the most influential figures and scholars, and after that we had the late Rais Ali Delvari, whose status is clear. The same is true of the other dear martyrs of the Bushehr region. Regarding martyr Nader Mahdavi, whose name was brought up by you and several times, one of our friends who is well informed about such matters said that once that if he had been from among the communists, they would make out of him a Che Guevara. In other words, they would have introduced him as an international revolutionary figure. That young man was such a personality. His presence in the Persian Gulf, his fight against the American naval forces in 1987, and subsequently his capture, torture and martyrdom. There are such personalities in Bushehr. Another prominent figure is martyr Abu Turab Ashuri. He was martyred during his revolutionary activities against the Pahlavi regime. This signifies that the fight in that area was so heated and enthusiastic that a respected religious scholar, such as Abu Turab Ashuri, would be martyred during his endeavours. These are good signs. These things are indicative of the depth in understanding revolutionary concepts and Islamic jihad in that area. In other words, it is evident that the concepts of jihad, struggle, defending Islam and the country, and other such concepts do not exist in that area only as a result of temporary or transient feelings. On the contrary, it is evident that these concepts are deep-rooted in Bushehr, and these have been repeated by successive generations and have been carried out by outstanding and great personalities of Bushehr. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei added, I have written down the names of three martyrs here, such as Martyr Sadiq Ganji, the Iranian Consul General in Pakistan who was martyred in Lahore, Pakistan. He was a really outstanding personality. This shows that there were such personalities in cultural, military and various other spheres from Bushehr. Well, they are valuable assets for the country. Of the Islamic Revolution added, the tasks that have been mentioned, such as building statues and holding commemoration congresses, are good tasks, but what I want to recommend is that you should do something to eternalize the memory of such martyrs and personalities in the minds of the new generation. For example, in our time, what percentage of our younger generation know about Rais Ali Delvari, who was such a great figure and an outstanding personality? What percentage of young people have heard about his name? Is it not important for us to know about such a revolutionary personality and such a defender of the country who fought hard despite those difficult conditions and despite the modest means that he had available to him and to his friends? But they frustrated the enemy in that valorous manner. Rais Ali Delvari really frustrated the British until he was finally martyred with the treacherous actions of some insiders. Does he not deserve to be recognized by everyone, everywhere in the country as soon as his name is mentioned? But this is not the case. Although young people know the name of such and such a foreign football player, unfortunately they do not know the name of Rais Ali Delvari and they have not heard his name at all. They know nothing about him. We should do something to revive these names because they are role models. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei added, for example, their photographs, their characteristics and their names could be published under cover of school books, in school materials and in the notebooks of school children. Of course, this task is not particular to you, but you can do it as well. Promotional organizations throughout the country, in particular, in sensitive and important centres, should endeavour to expand and deepen this jihadi thought, revolutionary thought, by highlighting great revolutionary personalities. Therefore, the task in hand is very important indeed. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei continued by saying, we should make the people feel that pursuing the path of the martyrs is the way to salvation, and that is really the case. If a country which has oil, mines, minerals, various resources, a sensitive geographical location and a wonderful diverse climate such as our country with an 80 million population that is exposed to the greed of the powers fails to defend itself, to engage in jihad, to show its various capabilities and to manage itself, then its dignity and reputation will be trampled upon. We should be able to expand this spirit everywhere in the country so that the people will stand firm. In our time, the Iranian nation has fortunately stood firm thanks to the Islamic Revolution, but we should institutionalize these concepts for future generations as well, so that the path of jihad, the path of resistance and of steadfastness, will be the definite path for successive younger generations. The leader added, as we say in Surah Hamd of the Holy Quran, which we recite every day in our ritual prayers, guide us on the straight path, the path of those whom you have blessed. The phrase, whom you have blessed, also refers to the martyrs. One of the clearest manifestations of martyrs is Ayah 69 of Surah Nisa, which says, whoever obeys Allah and the Prophet, they are with those whom Allah has blessed, including the prophets and the truthful, the martyrs and the righteous, and excellent companions are they. Martyrs are thus amongst those whom God has blessed. Ayatollah Khomeini added, of course, there are two groups of people on whom the Almighty has bestowed His grace. One group are the faithful and the steadfast believers who never wavered from the right path. And the second group are those who showed ingratitude to God despite His favours, such as the ancient Israelites, who were ungrateful and consequently deserving His divine wrath. As Ayah 6 of Surah Fat says, Allah is wrathful with them and He has cursed them. Thus, the first group on whom God has bestowed His grace and who neither went astray nor were thankless are our martyrs. They left this world in the state of martyrdom. Therefore, we should pursue their beliefs and learn and benefit from them. We should also teach this to all future generations. I hope that you will be successful. You should organize the meetings in a good way. I hope that it will prove to be a starting point for movement. Convey our greetings to the people of Bushehr, especially during the Friday prayers. Inshallah, God willing.